Seattle teachers and school staff members vote later today on a tentative contract. With the help of a mediator, the teachers and school district reached agreement over the weekend. One of the main sticking points was whether to use student standardized test scores to evaluate teacher performance. Joining us to talk more about this is Ballard High School science teacher Noam Gundel. He joins us by phone. Hello.
Hello there.
And in the studio, we're here with Chris Eide, founder and executive director of a group called Teachers United. And Noam, I want to start with you. First off, what do you think of this latest contract proposal?
You know, I'm pretty disappointed that we didn't get a better contract negotiated at this point.
What did you want?
Well, there were four major issues that the Seattle Education Association bargaining team and Seattle teachers were hoping for changes from the district's proposal. And we got a little movement from the district on these issues, but not as much as most of us would have preferred.
Chris Eide, what do you think of this contract offer?
I tend to be with Noam on this. I think that we could have gotten a lot more accomplished, especially with regard to the teacher evaluation component of the upcoming contract.
What would you have liked to have seen, Chris?
In 2010, there was a contract written between the district and the teachers that took a step forward with regard to how teachers were evaluated and how we would begin to make decisions based upon teachers' performance. We had an opportunity in this contract to take that and build an even more robust teacher evaluation system that would go further to help teachers improve and help kids succeed.
And what would you have liked to have seen specifically?
There are a number of things. Well, we do know that the art of teaching is exceedingly complex and cannot be reduced to a single number. And just by having principal evaluations or principal observations as part of the evaluations, or having student growth measures be a part of the evaluations leaves it sorely insufficient, I think you could say. By including things such as peer observers or even potentially student perception surveys, we get closer to building a more complete picture of what it is that teachers are actually doing.
Noam, while we're on this subject, how do you think that teachers should be evaluated?
Well, I actually agree with Chris in principle, but I think we greatly disagree about many other things. He thinks we should have a more robust system. I actually believe that we shouldn't have the state standardized testing and teachers and students reduced to a number as part of our evaluation. That's what we were fighting for. That's why we voted almost overwhelmingly against the district's last proposal. The problem with the so-called Seattle growth measure, which is part of our new contract, is that it bases all of the number on one test, and it is completely inequitable. It only tests certain teachers of certain subjects. What Chris didn't mention was that the state law requires every teacher in the state of Washington to be evaluated using student growth as a primary part of the evaluation. Now, that's not something the union is opposed to. What we are opposed to is efforts to do this in inequitable and unsustainable ways. What the district forced and what we have accepted so far in the tentative agreement is the Seattle growth measure, which only tests certain teachers and does not do it in a scientific way and in a holistic way that like Chris said, it does treat students as a number. Now, I'm not one that particularly believes in basing my evaluation on a survey or a popularity contest by students. My job is to teach the students, not for them to like me. And I believe that we can be a lot more intelligent about the way we do these things. Now,
well, so Noam, what would be one step or one factor that would work that you would consider to be a useful kind of feedback on the performance that you are giving in the classroom?
Well, I'm a science teacher, so I mean, I teach very fundamental principles of scientific literacy, and it's very easy for me to make assessments that test students on that very fact, and that's actually part of our contract. That's in state law, and that's going to be there. And what the Seattle proposal and what our tentative agreement has in it is an additional requirement that no other district in the state is required to meet. That's additional paperwork for administrators, which takes time away from them, their leadership in teaching and learning and evaluating us. And they're swamped already, and also puts additional burdens and additional scrutiny on teachers, but only a small group of teachers, the so-called tested subjects.
I'm going to give Chris Eide a chance to talk to this as well. So what Noam Gundel's saying is that we're focusing on certain teachers, not all teachers. This isn't really an equitable way to look at how teachers are doing as teachers. What would you say to him? How do you respond?
Well, I think it's useful to remember that a teacher evaluation system is not necessarily all about teachers. In fact, a good evaluation system is all about students and student achievement. And we need to agree that we ought to hold a high and common bar for all of our students and their academic progress. So the question then becomes, how do we measure ours and our students' progress? So the question then becomes, do we develop tests for every grade level and every content area, or do we have none? And when we have none, we don't have a sort of common bar for all of the teachers. Noam is right. Each teacher should absolutely create their own series of assessments to gauge how well each of their students are progressing along their curriculum. But if we agree that we need to have a high bar for all of our students, we need to have a common bar that we can elevate all of our students to.
Noam Gundel, do you object in principle to standardized testing, or just the use of it as a measurement of your performance?
I don't object to it as a fundamental part of the education system. What worries me is when we depend on them as the be-all, end-all of everything. You know, organizations like CRISIS has pushed this and advocated for things like testing to be part of our evaluations. And, you know, in Seattle, a lot of teachers felt a little differently. We had the MAP test boycott, and we were an example for the nation in using scientific data and critical thinking skills to criticize a policy that we thought was unjust to our teachers and to our students and to our communities and our schools. And I think we can do a lot better than using our state tests to punish teachers. And part of the challenge of all of this is that the evaluation Seattle growth measures has been changed and altered so much that it's virtually meaningless, that it's going to be an exercise in futility for many of the administrators who are forced to use it as part of the evaluation system. And I mean, I can't speak for them, but I would guess that they would prefer to look at the actual teaching in the classroom than trying to analyze a number. Every scientific statistical analysis of value-added data shows that it's statistically meaningless, where teachers who get a high rating 1 year, the next year they get a low rating, and the variation is so great it's greater than the margin of error. That's not the kind of scientific analysis of data we need to be doing with students.
We're just about out of time, and so very briefly, that all this said, how will you vote this afternoon?
I'm tentatively voting no on the contract, actually. I don't know what that's going to lead to or what action the body will collectively take, but we are a democratic organization, and we will decide together and move forward together.
Okay. And Chris Eide?
As I'm here representing Teachers United today, we don't have an official position on it.
Okay. That was Chris Eide, who's founder and executive director of Teachers United. Noam Gundel teaches various science classes at Ballard High School. And right now, the union is scheduled to vote at 4:30. And as we heard Chris say earlier, it's a very, very close, and we'll be watching the outcome of that. You're listening to The Record on KUOW. Thanks, both of you.
Thanks, Marcy.